You are listening to AM and it's 17 minutes past 8. A reminder, the audio and texts of our stories can be found on our website at abc.net.au/AM, or you can just search AM ABC. An inquiry in London has heard that Britain's Foreign Office told former Prime Minister Tony Blair, 10 days before Britain invaded Iraq, that Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction had been dismantled. An intelligence report has emerged at the inquiry about how Britain's international security chiefs considered Iraq less of a threat than three other rogue states. Reporting from the inquiry, Europe correspondent Emma Alberici.
The Chilcot inquiry has now heard 2 days of evidence from the most senior Foreign Office officials who received and analysed intelligence on Iraq for 2 years before the war and in the year after the invasion. Overnight, the head of international security in that office, Sir William Erman, confirmed that Britain had never found any evidence to substantiate claims coming from the White House that Saddam Hussein had a link to al-Qaeda.
Our view was that there was no evidence to suggest collaboration between, serious collaboration of any sort, between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's regime.
Tim Dowse was the man responsible for counter-proliferation. He too was adamant that no relationship was ever established.
After 9/11, we concluded that the Iraqis actually stepped further back, that they were... They didn't want to be associated with al-Qaeda.
The UK's Foreign Office did not believe that Iraq had nuclear missiles. They were convinced that the International Atomic Energy Agency had successfully dismantled Saddam Hussein's capabilities. Sir William Erman told the inquiry that in the 10 days before military action, he'd received intelligence that debunked the notion that Iraq was an immediate threat.
We did, at the very end, I think on the 10th of March, get a report that chemical weapons might have remained disassembled and Saddam hadn't yet ordered their assembly. And there was also a suggestion that Iraq might lack warheads capable of the effective dispersal of agents.
Not only were there no nuclear or chemical weapons considered dangerous, the UK's intelligence community ranked Iraq fourth on a list of states posing the greatest risk to Britain's national security. Iran, North Korea and Libya were all thought to be bigger threats. The officials said that the government ministers were warned before the invasion and throughout the war that there were huge gaps in the UK's intelligence about Iraq's weapons program. Tim Dowse was asked this question by Sir Lawrence Friedman, one of the Iraq Inquiry's five panel members.
Would you regard the Prime Minister's statement in December 2003 that the Iraq Survey Group has already found massive evidence of a huge system of clandestine laboratories as corresponding to the advice you were giving to ministers?
I did not advise him to use those words.
The issue of Iraq's ability to produce or use weapons of mass destruction is central to the inquiry, which must ultimately decide whether Tony Blair misled the parliament over the reasons for going to war in 2003. The next hearing will focus on the relationship between Tony Blair and George Bush and whether Britain went to war just to please Washington. This is Emma Alberici at the Iraq Inquiry in London for AM.